This week's parsha has the Sivri of Torah Aduma, the quintessential chuk. Like this is like the ultimate example of chukim, which is the aspect of Torah that we supposedly don't understand, as if we understand, Eidos and Mishpatim. Right, as Rashi says, right, in parsha, is correctly quoted. It's one of the things that the Goyim tease us about. And Akash Baruch says it's a chukah, and which means we're not allowed to second guess it. So before we get into that a little bit more, but it's Rashi later on in the parsha first works through the pshutim in the psukim in the simple pshat halachically, and then he does a second round on the psukim again, working through them allegorically. And what's the theme over there? The theme over there is, starts off with a mashal. A kid poops in a king's palace. The mother's got to come clean it up, right? Am Yisrael did, the kid that pooped is the eagle, right? The mother, the parah, right? The cow has to clean up her son's poop, right? And, that's the opening line, and he reworks the psukim again, all somehow alluding to chet ha'egel. So the question is, we'll start from there. What does parah aduma have to do with chet ha'egel? That in this way, the paradum is somehow a tikkun for the chet ha'egel. Aside from the technical aspect, there's a very technical relationship that Chazal tell us. Yisrael shomdu har Sinai paska zuamasan. When they stood at har Sinai, they attained the level of Adam Rishon karma chet zuama. The contamination of chet Rishon was vanquished, right? And they could have lived forever, right? But because of the chet ha'egel, now they became mortal again. And that's what Chazal darshan pasuk. Ani amarti Elohim atem was by Mamar Har Sinai. Achen ka'odam tamusanu kachar asaran tipolu. You're still like going to die like man. That's as a result of the chet ha'egel. So there's definitely a technical connection that the chet ha'egel caused Misa, death, to make a comeback. And that's why you need parah aduma to cope with the problem of tumas meis. Right? But to get a little bit deeper, there's a very interesting kuzri. The Sefer HaKuzri is built as a dialogue between a rabbi and a king. And, as Rabbi Yehuda Levi writes in the introduction to the book, this is to defend the downtrodden religion. And he doesn't hold back any punches. Tells the king already from the beginning, we're Sgula Sodom, we're the master race. He says it right from the get-go, and how Am Yisrael is so special, and the Torah is so special, and Am Yisrael. Torah is given in front of 600,000 male, let alone the women and children, and we were chosen because we're just better than you are, right? So the king asked them like this: if you guys are so hot, how is it that after this Mamad Har Sinai that you're talking about, which is like incontrovertible proof that there is a God, just 40 days later, right? You made the golden calf, right? As I can say, you guys are so great. It sounds like pathetic to me. That's right. That's what the king asked him. So the rabbi answers something very interesting. He says, it's not what you think. Right? He says, like this, why do you think they made the eagle? They did it to serve God. And the kuzi is from those Rishonim that learn that the parshas of Truma and Tetzaveh are in the proper order, i.e. they were said or related to Bnei Yisrael before Parshas Kisisa. That they were told in advance, before Moshe Rabbeinu left them to go up to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, he promised them a Mishkan. And the function of a Mishkan that all the Rishonim agree to is that, serving God, who is, infinite, so abstractly, is too hard, especially having grown up in a pagan society like Egypt with all these graven images. It's too hard. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed with us, right? And he was going to give us a Mishkan. And Avodah Korbanos, to make Avodah Hashem a lot like, what we're used to, right? What we were used to, whether it's korbanos, but also there would be images. There would be graven images that it's mutter to bow towards, even though you don't accept them as God. Like, imagine if, this both the Rambam and the Kuzri say this, imagine if we would outlaw having an Aron Kodesh, right? You bow towards an Aron Kodesh, that's a graven image. It would be very hard to relate to, serving God with, nothing, right? There has to be certain symbols that are sanctioned, to give us focus, right? And the Mishkan was divinely, sanctioned. It's mutter. The Kruvim, these things are mutter, right? And, these are the images that God gave us to help the Avodas Hashem be institutionalized in a way that mankind could relate to, instead of serving an infinite God in a totally abstract way. In the words of the Rambam, imagine if you can only daven with thought and not allowed to use your mouth. Right? It's can't relate. Right? So Am Yisrael knew that there would be such a thing as a Mishkan before Moshe Rabbeinu went up. So they made a cheshbon like this. You know, they were worried Moshe Rabbeinu got lost up there. He didn't come down on time by their calculation. They made a simple cheshbon. Right? You see that if you make a graven image, l'shem shamayim, it's mutter. Right? Because what's the lumpus of the Mishkan? Right? It's full of graven images. Right? And you know, but it must be that if you do it, l'shem avodas Hashem, it must be mutter. That was their cheshbon. They were mistaken. It was a lumpus of mistake. Because what's matir the Mishkan is not the intent that you're doing it l'shem shamayim. What's matir the Mishkan is the tzivui. It's actually the divine command that God demanded because he asked you to do it. That's what makes it mutter. Because God told you to do it. It's not the intent l'shem shamayim that makes it mutter. It's the divine decree. There is something similar to this. I'll just mention by the wayside. If not for the fact that the Torah commanded us to do a sir la'azazel, it would be aveda zara mamish. You know, sir la'azazel is technically a carbon to the sultan. That's what it is, right? If you understand what you know what it represents, right? It's not only mutter, but mamish and aveda because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do it, and that was their mistake. It was a very lumdish mistake. They thought that the intent l'shem shamayim makes the graven images mutter, right? And they were mistaken. It's not the intent l'shem shamayim. It's the tzivui, right? And therefore, the Kuzri says very adamantly, they were not over on Israel lo yalcha Elohim acherim al ponai, which is the prohibition of believing in other gods. They did not believe in other gods. They only believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were over on the Isser of Lo Sas El Chapeso. Right? And even the Isser of making graven images, that was their Isser, not Avodah Zarah, but rather making graven images. And therefore, in matter of fact, even their sin shows that they were Mechavin L'Shem Shemayim. That's what the Kuzri answers the king.
It says, Eilu L'Hefi Yisrael.
Right.
In reference to the Egel
Azor. Right, so that's it. So he quotes as a writer, they thought they're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Absolutely, that's the way he understands. Right. So it comes out that the Nakuda of their mistake was taking matters into their own hands to reduce the Torah to a way that human beings could relate. That was their intention. We want to make this relatable. Right, so they make the egel a shem shamayim, makes it relatable. Why an egel? There's a lot of reasons in Chazal, but we'll just quote one. Right, egel sucks. Right, they want to make the egel as a way of sucking the shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to bring down bracha. You know, the egel is yoinik. You know, it sucks. Right, that was you know they had that and other kavanas in mind, but all for avodas Hashem, not different than what we say that from the base of Mikdash bracha comes down to the whole world. But the mistake is that you cannot. You know, you cannot make Judaism relatable to the human mind, except when the Torah itself sanctioned it. There's some things that the Torah gave in to us, as it were, like the Avodah of Karbanos, like the Tzuras that there are in the Mishkan, but where the Torah gave in to you, you know, and made it, you know, itself commanded to do things in a manner that you could relate to, that's fine, right? But you're not allowed to do it, take matters into your own hands, right? When the things are, you know, thing in a manner that you cannot relate, you have to steig to understand the Torah. That's the Torah challenging you to change your perceptions and readjust your perceptions to what the Torah wants. And the Torah has the license to pick and choose what it made relatable to man and what it demands of man to rise up to. So mida keneged mida, right? Am Yisrael, you know, took matters into their own hands, you know, made the able to reduce divinity to a relatable form. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with a mitzvah you can't understand. Right? You try to reduce it to dat and noshit, to human intelligence. I'm going to give you a mitzvah that you can't wrap your head around. Right? And you're going to have to live with it. And you have to accept it. As a gzera chuka chakati, gzera gazarti, anata rashi lahai or acharai, you're not allowed to second guess me because you try to refashion Judaism, even though you did it l'shem shamayim, to make it relatable to the human mind. I'm going to give you mitzvahs that you can never get your head around. Right? So this is an amazing thing, right? Why this expresses itself in Hilchos Tumah Vitara, right? That, you know, this mitzvah that we can't relate to, right, is, you know, a mitzvah has to do with Tumas Meis, But it's an amazing thing. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, it darshins the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah from the Pasuk, Vahoya Emunas Itecha, Chosin Yeshuas, Chochma Vadas, Yiras Hashem Yotzor, Emunas Itecha, Chosin Yeshuas, Chochma Das, is the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Das ze Seder Taras. Seder Taras, the Lachs of Tum and Tara called Das, right? Connection, right? Das, aside from Das, is in, you know, knowledge, right? And perception. We also know that, you know, Das in the biblical sense means to be connected, right? And there's an amazing point here, right? You know, to know, as I say, to know is to love, right? And we find it already in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Avraham Avinu, ki yadativ, ki ahavtiv. Because to know something is to be connected to it in your mind and heart. That's the most intimate connection, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, you know, the goal of the Torah, right, is to give us a connection with the infinite. So of course, there's going to be aspects of the Torah that are going to be too hard for the human mind to contain initially, but you could climb the ladder, right? You know, gradually, you know, climb the ladder of the Torah and change your perception and go from Das and Oshis, which without, we don't have time to fully explain, but the Das and Oshis, the human intelligence that we have in our skulls, is from the Eitz Hadas Tovara, right? And we've got to get past that. And we've got to get to Das Torah, which is Besod the Eitz Chaim, Eitz Chaim L'Machazikiba. We've got to break out of Das, human intelligence, which is Das Tovara, which we got through the Eitz Hadas Tovara, and use the Torah to climb to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das, to have Das Torah, the Das of the Eitz Chaim. Right, and now the guiding principle in Tumah in Tahara, there's one main principle that all the halachas, you know, rotate on. Hamachuber la tahar tar, hamachuber la tame tame. What are you connected to? Right, if you're connected to Tara, right, if something is, you know, like a mikvah, you know, the water never got separated from its natural source. It's mitahir, right? Mayim she'uvim, it got separated, right, right. First thing I ever learned from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro. The word Tumah, what's the root of the word? Tumah, what's the root of the word? Tameh, the root, the shoresh. Tam, tetmen, means sealed. Like tamun, right? Like tamun is to, like, you know, hidden, bury something, hidden. Right? Tamun, hidden, right? Sealed off. A tumtum. Tumtum, it's sealed off, you know, his genitals are sealed off, you know, right? Hey, mitumtam, as we say in Ivrit. Right, a mitumtam, right, is an idiot, right? You know, mind's blocked, right? Tumah is to be blocked off, right? Right, Tara, my Rebbe explained, is miloshin, what the Targum Yerushalmi says, on sohar ta'asel ateva, make a window in the teva. The Targum Yerushalmi says, sar tihara, it's a window, tihara, to be connected, right? There is no gap. There's nothing sealing you off, right? When we fall into human intelligence without bridging it to Das Elyon, that's called Tumah. That's called, you are mitumtam, right? You're cut off. You're sealed off from the divine, right? Tumah always works in sevens. You look at all the interesting halachas of Tumah, even in this week's parasha, always in sevens. The maximum could be Tumah is 7 days. Right, Tumah works in sevens, like the natural world, like the natural, like the days of the week. Because when you're stuck in the natural, you're always, there's no such thing as being tummy for 8 days. Shivanakim, it always works. When you come to the eighth, you're always Torah again, right? When you start the Torah process, and it's not, you know, balo dovarhu, because the mitzias of Tumah is to be stuck in gashmis, stuck in human intelligence, and sealed off from ruchnias. When you talk about eighth, you know, in Kabbalah and in Jewish philosophy, you talk about eighth, ninth, you're talking about being, you know, the seven of the 7 days of the week, the seven of nature is connected to something higher. And that's where there is tahara. Right? Right? And now that's why the Torah, right, the Torah, which is supposed to take us beyond, was given on the 50th day, after seven times seven, which is all the details of seven, breaking through to the eighth. That's what Bris Milah is about. Right, it's all about breaking through from the physical to the spiritual. Right, but if you're stuck in the physical, that's called that you're tameh, you're metumtam, you're tamun, you're sealed off from the higher reality. And Torah is supposed to take us higher. to wrap it up, you know, the idea, you know, of im b'chukosai teilechu, right, shetiu amelim b'tera. So it's a very, the Sfas Emes asked the question, right? You know, we learn Amestor from Chukim, in B'chukosai Telechu. Right? Why chukim? It should say in mishpatai telechu, because mishpatim, which is like dine mamonis, there's a lot more svaras. You would think amelos has a lot more to do, right, with mishpatim than with chukim. So the Sfasemis says his answer, but I want to propose my own and say like this: the whole reason why there's a special halacha of amelos patar. There's no halacha of amelos in physics, amelos in chemistry, amelos in biology, amelos in parnasa, right? If you could do it easy, do it easy. All right, you do the cliff notes, whatever it is. If you could pass the test with less, there's no reason to work harder, right? And really, right? Right? You get the desired result. Why do you have to work hard? And there's some type of halacha in Torah, in Huchos Talmud Torah, la halacha v'lamaisa, right? The Torah's not nicknamed that Misha Misrapelem. You have to work hard. No matter how bright you are, you still have to work hard. Why? Why? Because bechukosai telechu, right? Because Torah be'etzim is chukim. Even the mishpatim have an aspect of chok to them. What's chok? Chok means engraved. Chukos shamayim v'aretz lo samti, right? Chok, you know, there's like laws that are legislated. You make them up in Congress. The artificial man-made laws, there's nothing more to them than the svara that went into legislating them. There's nothing more to them than that. But the natural laws, the natural, like gravity, for instance, logic is only used to describe it. Logic doesn't encompass what is. We use law, and that's why our theory of gravity has been updated countless of times throughout our scientific history. Aristotle explained it one way. Newton explained it differently. Einstein explained it differently, and we're still not done. We're constantly refining, because logic is only a tool to define reality. Reality is bigger than the mind. We use the mind as a tool to try to describe reality. Legislated law, there's nothing more to the law than whatever svara they had when they made up the law. But the natural laws are realities. Logic is only a tool to try to describe them. The Torah, should you compare it to the laws of Congress, or should you compare it to the laws of physics? Which type of law? You know, these are called laws and those are called laws. What type of law is Torah law? Right? Like physics. It's staku bo raisa bar. It's even more real than the physical laws. Even if by the physical laws, man is constantly updating his understanding. Because reality is bigger than the mind. Even physical reality is bigger than the mind. Kol shekein the Torah, which is even above physical reality. So that means Torah be'etzem, even the mishpatim of Torah have a chok aspect to them. They are spiritual realities. So our das and noshes is just at best a bridge and a stepping stone to try to understand it. Because Torah is be'etzem chukim, you're never done understanding it. And your only hope to grasp it is try to push past your comfort zone. Because it doesn't fit naturally on the natural mind, because it's from the supernatural, it's from the heavens. Even the mishpatim are chukim in their essence. They are realities that are engraved. And that's why there's halacha, b'chuko saitechu. You have to be omel b'tor. You have to kill yourself learning. And it appears in this week's parsha, zol satara, adam ki yomus boel. You have to even kill yourself learning. The amelus is to the point that you're about to pass out. Right? Because Torah is above human intelligence, like we said, and that's what paraduma sticks in our face, that Torah is a lot bigger than where your mind reaches, and that's why you have to stretch your mind to understand the Torah, because the Torah is there to change your perceptions, to replace Das Tovara with the Das of Yetz Chaim, the Das of Torah.